Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Lightweights. This is our 100 and what? 8th episode?
Yeah, about.
Something like that.
Lightweight. Yeah, buddy.
We got Heath back today. This is the second time. Second time, motherfuckers. That means he's very special to us.
That's right.
We don't have many people back the second time. We've only had Jason, and we've had Joe back the second time around. And after the second time, he just decided to stay.
I've done around 105 of these now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Crazy. Not bad. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So Heath today has a great success story that we're going to talk about. The previous weight loss participant for Zila that we had was John. He lost about 50 pounds in about 7 months. And today we have Heath, who's down 35 pounds in about 4 months.
Yeah.
And has lowered his body fat percentage in half. So you started at around 29.6. Now you're at 15.4 or whatever.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So about half, Joe. Half.
Pretty unreal when you think
about it. His body fat percentage went down half. Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Honestly, every time I look at you, I'm super proud of the things that you've done.
It's funny because you hype me up a lot, and you say things like, I make you proud and all this. Yeah. And I can't tell how much of it is genuine and how much is like you trying to be a motivational trainer.
Well, it's about 10% genuine. No, I'm kidding. No,
but, no, I can tell you really mean it.
No, I do, because like I know how hard it is to do.
Yeah.
And so when I say that, I definitely mean it. Maybe I shouldn't say it as much.
No, I like hearing it. I'm not saying that.
But I do mean it, honestly. I mean, there's certain times where, like, obviously you have to be, like, a motivational person.
Like when I come to you complaining and...
Yeah, that's different.
Beating myself up.
Yeah, but, like, on camera when I'm, like, hyping you up, it's because I genuinely, like, I'm shocked at what you've done. So it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
It is pretty crazy.
How much time do you guys spend together every day?
Quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, over the last, like...
At least 3 hours a day, minimum.
Really?
Yeah.
In the gym every day?
Are you getting jealous?
A little bit.
Really? Three hours?
I see him once a week.
Yeah, yeah. No, Heath and I spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Do you have to work out with him every day?
No, he likes it.
No, I don't have to. It's just I like doing it because I know when I'm working out with him, he's... Not that I don't trust him, but like it just comforts me knowing that he's doing the workout. You know what I mean?
You're getting to see the effort put into it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But no, the cool thing about Heath is that like he would be fine by himself without me. Like he's like motivated enough to like, keep going. And that's like kind of the next thing I wanted to say is like even though this journey is now technically over.
Don't say that.
He's still good.
It hurts every time he does it.
He's still gonna
I got to go train someone else now. We had a good run.
It is pretty bittersweet. If you think about it, I actually don't know who I'm training next. Like, I know I have a trainer that I've hired who's going to train multiple people, but right. Like for the documentary's sake, like getting close to somebody else, it feels like I'm getting a new girlfriend.
It does. I'm like, I hate this feeling.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird.
Whose documentary was easier to make, John's or Heath's?
That's a good question.
I wouldn't say one of them would be easier. One of them was easier to make. I'd just say that. Heath was way more disciplined. So it made things move.
It was expedited.
Quicker. Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. Like the amount of discipline Heath has, it's like actually insane.
Yeah.
And I don't know like how many people would have been able to do that. It's truly insane.
What do you weigh now?
160.
What did you weigh?
195.
Holy shit.
My heaviest ever was like 215, 220 though. and
which is right about where John was.
What'd you learn with Ilya that you didn't already know? Because you've done your fitness journey a couple times prior.
I've never done it this intensely, and I've never done it this like committed. I think the biggest thing that I learned throughout this entire process has been patience. I'm a very impatient person. If I want something, I want it now. And it was hard going into something knowing I'm not going to get that end result right away. It was something that was going to be gradual and over time. So just trying to stay focused and committed for like the entire duration was really challenging for me. Because I was like, I want this so bad, but I need to wait it out to get what I'm like looking for. And that was really tough because I'd get really discouraged. I'd look in the mirror and be like, I'm not there yet. I'm 3 months into this. Why am I not there? Like, this is pissing me off. Like, I just want it already. Like, it's really hard wanting something so badly and not being able to have it. Yeah. It feels like being like a kid and all you want is that Game Boy for Christmas or something. And you wake up, you open the presents, and it's just not there. And you're just like, that's all I want.
Yeah.
Like, why don't I have it?
Yeah, it goes back to just, like we've talked about before, it's like just trusting the process.
Right? Yeah, the biggest thing.
Like, things are happening behind the scenes. As long as you are doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, like eating correctly and working out, you may not see results on the daily, but you will see the results on the biweekly and the monthly, like 100%. So making yourself understand that, I think, is really key.
And it's also interesting because I see myself every day, so it's hard to notice the little changes. But seeing somebody that I haven't seen in 2 weeks where they're like, whoa, like, you look so different. That is like a nice feeling and like a reminder, like, okay, my hard work is paying off. People are noticing a difference. Even if I don't see it day to day, other people notice.
When I saw you on Memorial Day versus when I saw you yesterday, I saw a huge difference.
Really?
In your stomach. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting to this point right now, like at 15% body fat, where the abs start coming in more. You start like seeing the definition coming in.
Yeah.
I feel like 22 to 17 was just like, I felt like I looked the same. Like, I couldn't really tell. But yeah, another thing that really helped me was the progress pictures that I send to Ilya every other day.
I send him those too.
You do? not for the documentary or anything. I just like want him to know what I look like currently. But yeah, so I would do every single week, I would put a side by side on my phone and I would just swipe back and forth and just try to see if I could notice any differences.
His before and after, which obviously we'll post, is fucking insane. It's like, yeah, it's insane.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And what's really weird is that every time I show somebody that, they're like, wait, what? I don't remember
you like that. Yeah,
there's like,
yeah,
there's no way you looked like that when you started this. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I was working with. That's what I've been working with. But yeah, it's really weird that people see it and they're like, I cannot believe that's where you were.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
What were some of the big things you cut out of your lifestyle?
Alcohol.
You haven't had any?
I drank at Coachella. He got pretty tipsy
the other night.
Yeah, that was like, I'm reaching my end goal, and I'm like, this is like a little bit of a celebration. Yeah.
Well, dude, here's the thing. I was telling someone the other night, I think maybe it was you even, when you hang out with somebody and they're never drunk or they're never drinking, and then one night they do drink.
It's balls to the wall. Yeah, they're black.
I'm going out because of that person. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see that person drunk.
Yeah.
Like you, for example, Joe. You're never drunk, but like if I hear that you're drinking,
something's
stirring up. I'm going out. Yeah. Like wherever I am, I'm dropping what I'm doing. I'm going out.
Yeah.
I want to see drunk Joe. And same with you. It's like when I saw you, I was like, damn, this is sick.
Because
you
I know? Haven't drank really in like 6 months.
Yeah.
I drank a little bit at Coachella, a little bit at Stagecoach, but I was more focused on the documentary and the weight loss journey that I was like, it's not worth it for me to just get plastered every single day there and fuck up what I've been working hard for. But a few days ago, it was like a day before the 4 month, final thing. I had a couple buddies in town and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just have fun. And I'm the type of person where I can't just have one thing. And that's what I struggled with the entire time. I knew if I had a donut, it's going to be a dozen donuts. If I have a cookie, I can't stop. I have a very addictive personality, especially with drinking. So if I have one drink, it keeps going. I literally cannot stop once I start. So I started that day and it just kept going all through the night. Felt like absolute dog shit for 2 days after. And I was like, yeah, not worth it. Don't need to do that ever again.
Wow.
And it was so funny. I showed up and David looked at me. He's like, what happened? What happened? He's like, you're fucked up. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, did you and Mariah break up? Like, what's going on? Why are you out? Why are you drinking? Like, what happened? I was like, no, I'm just celebrating. Because like, it was such like a rare sight to see me out like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably the hardest thing to cut out. And then...
what about the sweets?
So that's the thing. Like when I was saying with my addictive personality, I don't crave that stuff. I don't sit here. And I'm like, man, I need ice cream or I need a donut or I need this.
Cause you've had it out of your system for so long.
But even before that, I never really ate bad. I just was terrible with portion control.
Binging?
I would just keep going until the point where I'm like, I'm sick. So I don't crave the sweets. I don't crave cake or anything. But if I have a bite of it or somebody orders a dessert, if I taste it, my face is literally on the table just like horking it down. I can't stop. So,
dude, Heath and I are the exact same in that. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
So it didn't bother me not being able to have desserts. It didn't bother me not being like cutting things out. I think what bothered me the most was knowing that I couldn't. Like if I wanted to do something or if I wanted to try a food that somebody else had, like if I was out with Mariah, like she would get a pizza, like knowing that I can't have a slice of it. There was something about knowing that you can't do something or knowing that you can't have it, like pisses you off. And that's what I kind of struggled with.
There's a lot of, I've actually like looked into that pretty deeply, pretty heavily online. And a lot of articles say that if you don't praise these bad foods as like cheat foods and you kind of say, I'm not cheating, I'm just having a pizza.
Right.
Then you won't want it as much.
Yeah.
Because when you can't have something,
it makes you want it more.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly. So I haven't been able to figure that out yet, like personally. Do I recommend everyone else figuring it out? Like that way of doing it, yeah, because then you're not driving yourself crazy.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'm like you. It's like if I'm having this Reese's peanut butter cup, the whole pantry is game. I mean, I'm having sweet tarts, I'm having Oreos, I'm having Coca-Cola, I'm having cake, I'm on DoorDash. Now I'm looking at ice cream. I'm dead ass fucking serious, man. It's a problem. It's seriously a problem.
It
like
is.
On cheat days, I feel like I'm gonna die because I'm so full.
Like, so I'd like to step away from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I, you know, in my own defense, I do work out a lot. So like, you know, if and when I do that, it's not the end of the world. But I'd like to figure out a way to not have that and to have some sort of balance, because that's like the healthiest way to do it.
Right. But it's also okay to like have a day like that where you go and treat yourself and you're eating all those types of things. Because I feel like that also helps you be like, okay, I got that out of the way. I don't need to do that again for a really long time. You're almost like disgusted in how much you indulged, and it kind of makes you feel sort of guilty.
Right.
You know, like when we went to Coachella, I ate like a few bad things and I drank and I was like, woof, don't need to do that for a long time. So it kind of is good every once in a while, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I would say portion control is probably the best.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it. I can't. Like I said before, it's like...
It's tough.
It's tough, man.
It's really tough.
It's so tough.
It's tough to stop yourself.
Well, that's why I don't know. It's just like, I always think back to the fact that these bad foods are all processed like in the lab. So I'm like...
You need to get disgusted by it. You need to be like, you need to see it for what it is.
Yeah, I'm like, do I really need it? And like, people 50 years ago weren't eating this shit, so why am I addicted to it now? Oh, I know why, because it's processed. It's made to be addictive. Yep. You know what I mean? So then I have this conversation with myself in my head, and then I'm like, ah, fuck it, I don't need it, you know? And also, like, think about it this way. Think about it this way. One fucking chocolate bar, one Snickers, right, is, I don't know, 170, 200 calories.
More than that.
Something like that. 250, let's say. I ate that bitch in probably 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds.
That's it.
It's in my stomach. I'm now digesting it, and now I have 250 extra calories in me. Now, if I want to burn those calories off, I got to be on the treadmill for at least 25 minutes. So the ratio,
it's not worth it.
It's just not fucking worth it.
Dude, there was one time we were doing a video, I ate like 15 scoops of ice cream that weren't good. And he was so pissed. He ran on the treadmill for an hour straight.
What happened was we were fucking doing a mukbang, and the mukbang ended up sucking. So I was like, fuck it, let's go do something stupid, like order, I don't know what it was. And you're like, let's go get ice cream. So I'm like, fuck it. And then he's like, I'll pay you $500 if you eat the entire tub.
So and you did it.
I ended up eating like, it was like a disgusting amount of ice cream.
And it was not even like good flavors too. It wasn't worth it. Like at all.
Totally not worth it.
It was like grapefruit lemonade.
And I was so pissed off. I'm like, I didn't need that $500, man. I'm an idiot. I should have just gone fucking home. And so I go to his house where this is like a year and a half ago. I go to his house where the treadmill is and I run 10 miles.
Jesus.
It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm so pissed off. I'm just running. It's not worth it. It's just not. I mean, it's not. It's like if you're eating food that's filling you up, right, throughout the day, you shouldn't have these hunger cravings.
Right.
And you shouldn't want to eat pizza pizza's actually not the worst food, but like other processed shit like candy and like
just Jesus.
Yeah, just junk. I mean, junk. It's funny because pizza has such a bad rep, but like pizza's really not the worst food. Like thin pizza with dough, you know, or fucking organic sauce, some organic cheese. Yeah, maybe it's not the best, but it's also not the worst. But again,
things that are worse.
I can't control myself,
yeah.
So I'm not going to have it. But like for anyone listening, you can definitely have a piece of pizza and not feel guilty.
I look at some restaurants, you know, that they put the calories next to the meal.
Yeah.
I'll look at some meals and...
It's like 1,250 calories.
No. The ribs and fries at Rainforest Lazy Cafe? Dog, at Lazy Dog, I think are like 3,500 calories or something like that.
God. I mean, yeah, that's...
It's absurd.
That's absurd.
And I would normally go there and I would just like order that and not even think about it.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, yeah, I'm just eating ribs and fries.
Yeah.
But when you really start looking at the calories in the food that you're eating and seeing... Because there's salads you can get that are like 2,500 calories. And you're like, well, I'm eating a salad. I don't understand why I'm not losing weight.
It's the dressing. It's the shit that's inside it.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into it.
You're having
it.
A fucking bacon ranch salad.
Yeah.
It's not
with,
really.
With fried chicken tenders on top.
Yeah.
It's not a salad at that point.
Are you surprised with how much energy and stamina you have now?
In the gym, I'm surprised. Throughout the day, I still feel a little drained just because we are working out really hard. I'm like putting my body to the, you know, the test, like the max. So I feel like I'm draining myself and depleting my energy from that, but also in a calorie deficit. So I'm not getting, you know, enough energy from my food. So I feel like I'm kind of a little bit laggy.
Yeah.
But overall I feel healthier and way better than when I first started.
That's sick.
When I first started, I was eating more, which you would think would be like, oh, you know, I should have more energy, but I felt lethargic and I felt just really sluggish and lazy. Now it's a more exhausted like feeling, but more energy. It's really hard to explain, but I feel way better.
I kind of want to get fat.
You should.
You should go to where I started.
Ooh.
That's your next doc.
195?
You.
Yeah.
That's heavy. I would be fat.
What are you at?
Right now?
Yeah.
162.
Perfect.
That's kind of cool. And you could do a two-parter, gaining it and then losing it.
But
gaining it, just me just
if you did
I would
it,
do it when I get like all my surgeries, like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's like the perfect time to gain.
Does he know your plan?
What's my plan?
When hair transplant.
Hair transplant, labrum surgery, and yeah.
Just take 2 or 3 months off, get everything fixed.
Your labia done?
Yeah.
Prince Albert.
What's labrum? Oh, that's your shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That'd be crazy though, huh? Like seeing me fat as shit.
Did you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Matt got fat?
Mm-hmm.
One of the actors got fat for a season. He went from like being this really big guy to this jacked guy now.
Wait. Well, he got really fat and then he trimmed down and he looks insane now.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
Rob Michelemi.
Oh.
Rob Michael something.
But yeah, you should totally do it because you could also be bulking while you're doing it. Just start eating a shit ton of calories and lifting super hard. And then once you get to 195, cut and you'll be a monster.
You can't even fit through the door.
So good.
I just have pizza stains on my white shirt. I would be, oh, that would be terrible. I'd probably lose like 5 years of my life, like from eating poorly for a year.
There's the guy Fit to Fat to Fit.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
So
yeah.
He did it. It's a good, I think it's nice for people that are coming on to do it. They can, so you could be in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's comfort in knowing that you have been where, you know, somebody has,
totally.
Is.
He's intentionally. Really selling it for me.
Intentionally.
I think you should do it.
So do this. Next one, film the process, blowing up, getting big.
What not to do.
A mukbang every week.
Right.
We're back.
We're back.
And then start the transformation process with somebody. So you guys are both doing it together.
Ooh.
That.
Maybe you don't want to get back.
That I would want to see.
Yeah, right? Just fat for the rest of my life.
You're like, I kind
of
like it. Like,
I'm like I get to eat whatever I want.
Go to sleep when I want. Wake up when I want.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I mean, I would do it for experimental reasons. Yeah.
You couldn't pay me right now to go back to where I was.
Yeah. You shouldn't, ever. Ever.
Mm-mm. No, it's off for good.
Have you spiraled at all?
In what sense?
For me, when I do a mukbang video and then I do one the next day, then it's really hard for me to kill that sugar craving and the binging craving because I just blew my stomach up. So I try not, I can't do 2 in a row because otherwise it's so hard to get back.
Right.
But.
Not really. I think like I've had like a day spiral, you know, where you just kind of keep it going, like with the whole drinking day.
Do you drink soda?
No.
LaCroix?
I drink LaCroix. Like I get like addicted to that stuff because it's a, it feels like I'm having something bad, you know? Like, that's my guilty pleasure. Yeah, I got on a Diet Coke kick for about a week, and I was I gotta stop this shit. Mm. I was like, there's no calories in it. I can drink it. And then I was like, this can't be good.
Interestingly enough, I talked to a nutritionist about Diet Coke, and the only downside to Diet Coke is that it could trigger some sort of craving for sweets after you drink it. Aside from that, it is zero calories. It is zero sugar. It does have aspartame, but you would need to drink an ungodly amount of Diet Coke for anything bad to happen to you.
Well, I think calorie-wise, but I feel like there's all the chemicals and all the other shit that go into it that are probably horrible.
100%. I mean, what's better than that? Water, you know, or whatever.
I did hear, though, that having a diet something or whatever it is could trick your body into producing, I guess, like spiking like your glucose levels or something like that, because it thinks it's getting sugar, so your body starts reacting like it's real sugar, but even though it's not, or it spikes your insulin,
right?
And it could like basically make your body go through the process of like, I just took in all this sugar when really it's fake sugar, and then it's just like, I don't know. There was something I read about it. I don't know the science.
We'll get back to you guys.
I just stopped.
Heath is going to post on his story the answer to that.
Hey guys, so it was but yeah, so LaCroix are like my little alternative that make me feel like I'm kind of getting a treat.
What about when you're eating dinner with your girlfriend or you guys go out to dinner and she gets what she wants? Isn't that hard for you to fight it?
Crazy thing is, like, Mariah orders, like, from what I've seen, pretty unhealthy food.
So it's so weird.
But I feel like she doesn't eat it, right? Like,
Heath used to eat it.
Yeah,
that was a big thing. We used to, like, eat together, you know, three meals a day, whatever, and go out. Or if we made something, if we went out to eat, she would order something, I would order something. She doesn't eat as much as me, so she wouldn't finish her plate.
And then you
eat
it.
I was raised to never fucking waste food. So anything left, I would just eat so it didn't go to waste. And that's what my dad did. The whole family, he would clean everybody's plates that didn't get finished. So I was eating my meals plus half of hers or whatever it was, and she would, you know, typically order a pasta or a pizza or some sort of, like, you know, unhealthy option, and I was just taking in more than I should have. But now if we go out to eat, if she orders something, I don't look at it and go, man, I wish I had that, because I know it's not worth it. So I've, like, rewired my brain to look at food a different way. I don't look at it as, oh, what do I want to taste right now? What am I craving? I need to satisfy this flavor or some sort of weird need in my head. I'm like, I need to fuel my body right now. What is the optimal meal for my body? Yeah. I need grilled chicken right now, or I need steak and I need vegetables.
You've actually put yourself in the best possible position, because you've developed such a long habit of not eating unhealthy.
Yeah.
That your body doesn't necessarily want it anymore.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't.
Like, I remember the longest I went without having a single, like, cheat anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, no cookies, no dessert. Like, just literally just straight fucking protein and veggies for, I think it was like 23 days or 24 days. At the end of that, I was like, I don't even want anything.
Yeah, you don't want it unless you have it. And then as soon as you taste it, you're like, I don't know. There's some weird psychological,
yeah,
like, pull to
it. I think after a certain point, you get over this hurdle of what I was saying earlier, which is if you can't have it, so you want it more.
Yeah.
I think at a certain point, you get over that hurdle.
Don't care.
Yeah.
I've had one cookie in the last 4 months.
Yeah. You just develop a habit. I mean, at the end of the day, you just literally develop a habit. It's like, it's all about habits. I think there's like a 30, 60, 90 day rule about habits. It's like 30 days to develop one, 60 days to stick to it, 90 days, you'll never go back. Something like that.
What kind of cookie?
It was like a chocolate chip cookie. I think it was when we had my birthday party. And
was it good?
Yeah, it was delicious. It was absolutely incredible.
Homemade?
No, store-bought. But yeah, of course it's amazing. Of course it tastes good. There's another thing that was really tough for me. No bread. I was going to mention that earlier when you're asking like things that I cut out. No bread has been really tough. Bread is my weakness. I like rolls. I like putting meat on bread.
You ever had the mashed rolls bread?
I haven't.
Oh, life.
Really?
Sucks. It sucks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not that good.
I'm having bread tonight. but I like taking bread and I like dunking it in oil.
Marinara sauce?
Marinara. With cheese. Wow. I love that shit. Oh, no cheese. That was another tough one. I love cheese. Yo,
I didn't realize how fucking calorically dense cheese is, bro.
It's awful, dude. Dude,
I had a slice of cheddar cheese the other day. I put it in my fucking veggie omelet. One slice of cheese was 120 calories.
That's a Zila protein shake right there.
Literally. How is that even possible? 120 calories.
Yeah.
Bro.
It doesn't make sense.
Fuck. And like, there's really no nutritional value in it.
Think about a grilled cheese sandwich. Like, that has got to be the worst thing.
I mean, that has to be like 500-600 calories.
Easy. And it's there's no substance. There's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, it's unreal. Every time now I eat, I am so conscious of the fact. Every time I eat now, I'm conscious of the fact of, is there protein or is there not protein in this? No protein? Nope. Not having it. I just don't want it.
Because you could get something that has proteins for the equal amount of calories.
Exactly. Like, the other week, I bought pancakes. Protein pancakes.
Kodiak cakes?
Yes.
Delicious.
Pretty good. Put sugar-free allulose, it's like flavor with allulose, syrup on it. Ate them. Calculated my calories. Calculated my protein. It was like 400 calories and like 14 grams of protein. I was like, not worth it. Not worth it. I could have just had fucking just three eggs or an omelet or whatever. Or just like,
I think that type of stuff is good for when you want to eat something other than what you've been eating.
Right.
You know what I mean? 400 calories for a meal isn't bad. And sometimes I get tired of the food that I'm eating, and I just want something to change. Like I need to taste something different. So I get. Being like, okay, well, I could substitute this meal today because I just need to, like, satisfy a new flavor.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely I do the protein calculation in my head, too. I'm like, yeah. I could have this instead and get way more protein for the same amount of calories.
Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, protein is the number one thing for building muscle, right? So you don't have enough protein in you, you're not going to build muscle.
And so. I definitely think that's why I was able to gain muscle while losing weight.
Yeah.
This whole transformation.
Yeah, so what he did, Joe, is he lost that much fat but gained muscle, which is extremely difficult to do.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. When you lifted up your shirt the other day and then when you lifted up again, you really see the definition.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 it is.
Before we end, do you have any facts for me? I love watching the clips on TikTok.
Really? Fun facts?
Yeah. Do you have anything? I got some. Just hit me with like a couple real quick. I love this.
All right, give me 1 second. I got you.
I never get to see how you have your fun facts.
Fuck.
You can't peek at that, dude.
I feel like I just saw Mom's Christmas list.
Yeah, you can't.
Everything she got me.
Oh, well, okay. This is like pretty cool and like right along the lines of what we've just been talking about.
Hit him with your catchphrase.
According to the
catchphrase.
Did you know? According to Chinese acupuncture, there is a point in the head that you can press to control your appetite. It is located in a hollow area just in front of the flap of the ear.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now...
you see at the flap of the ear? Is this the flap?
I don't know. I think flap is here maybe. In front of the flap of the ear? We got to do some more research on the spot because...
You just see me at dinner all the time. I'm just...
What's Heath doing? Good. He's controlling his appetite.
He doesn't want the bread right now.
He's Oh shit, that's funny.
That's pretty cool. Thanks so much for listening to Lightweights. Thank you, Heath, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Give me 1 second. We're busy.
Was that David?
Yeah, that was David.
Fuck
yeah. So, anyways, thanks, man.
When's the doc coming out?
Doc's coming out in July.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a lot of footage.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks again.
Also, thank you again for the transformation. Like, I legit couldn't have done it without you.
Dude, for sure.
Like, 100%.
That's what I'm here for. That's what Zeal is here for, baby.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you. Seriously, sure. Changed my life. Turned my life completely around. I would still be where I was.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, let's keep going.
And it's not only you changed me for a little bit, it's for life. I'm not going back to that shit.
You're my man. That's what I like to hear. All right, guys.
Lightweights. Out.
Lightweights. Out.
Out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.